All right, and today we're going to be talking about sustainable banking leadership with strategic approach to national growth. And we also have Bank Islam, who is committed to driving the sustainability agenda across the nation with a strategic focus on nurturing the robust growth of the industry. And to discuss further on this, I welcome Sharifah Sara Said Mohamad Tahir, the Bank Islam Group Chief Business Officer, Group Institutional Banking. I want to say thank you very much, Puan Sharifah, for joining us. Maybe we can start with the concept of impact investment is relatively new in Malaysia. Maybe you can provide a bit overview of the impact investing is and how it differs from traditional forms of investment, please.
Thank you, Nina, for having me today. Traditionally, investors are always focused on financial returns without really understanding how their asset management managers or banks generate those returns. And because of that, we are now experiencing an issue as an industry and even in the investment space where there is no real focus on how our investments are generating nature positive impact to the economy. So impact investment is supposed to create a sense of responsibility at the part of the investors, and more importantly, at the part of the asset managers as well as the banks, to ensure that every dollar will generate positive impact, whether to the environment, in terms of social or even governance related matters. And this is something that is not necessarily new, but it's rarely discussed about, because in the day and age where we are going through a lot of economic crisis, the focus has always been only on financial returns. And that narrative has to change. And that's what we want to do and champion at Bank Islam, because we are the leading bank that looks at Sharia in terms of Sharia innovation. Mm-hmm. And we hope to do that more in the future.
And we can see that critics even argue that prioritizing social or environmental impact may compromise financial returns. How can impact investors navigate this perceived trade-off?
Now, it goes back to how investors look at returns. And it's important, as well as asset managers and banks, financial institutions, to change the view and narrative of what returns are all about. It goes back to as well as how do you define value? Value in the short term, maybe you get financial returns, but in the long run, that value may not be sustainable. And that's what we want to be able to educate our investors. Yes, there could be a potential challenge in terms of generating this fair amount of returns in terms of impact investment in the short term. But in the longer term, you'll be able to look at more sustainable value in terms of what you get from financial returns, as well the impact that you're doing to your environment, as well as the society in general. Again, that will be a challenge. This is something that will be at a part of the financial institutions to educate investors. But it remains to be seen, and it's still very exploratory. Hopefully one day we'll get to a point that it is as competitive as traditional investment.
And we can see that impact investing was once considered niche. Do you think it's becoming more mainstream, and what other factors contribute to the shift?
I would think now there is an urgency for us to really look at investing responsibly. We are battling on a daily basis climate crisis, environmental issues. There are also issues in terms of social impact, and there is no better time for investors to ensure that they play a part into making an impact positively to the economy as well as to the society in general. Because we can no longer detach the two narratives, meaning financial returns as well as impact investment. And eventually there will be a continuous pressure as we see degeneration of our environment. And we can no longer say that we don't take responsibility for that. And a lot of this are influenced by capital that investors actually pump in into the economy. So they have equal responsibility to ensure that we invest responsibly. Nina.
And I want to say congratulations, where recently Bank Islam launched an impact investment fund in the market. Can you please share with us how this came about and how vital it is for Bank Islam to carry sustainability agenda, and how will it benefit the nation?
You know, what we do is not new. What is new about the product that we are offering to the market at the moment is that we're actually connecting the ecosystem. Now, before, things have been always done in isolation, meaning the funds are on its own, investors are not necessarily able to measure and understand how their investment returns are generating nature positive impact. So at Bank Islam, what we do is we connect the ecosystem. As an investor, you now know the type of assets that you're actually investing in. These are all ESG assets, sustainability goals by UN or even the government of Malaysia. And then what we do is that we ensure that the returns are then channeled to avenues that are managing social funding, whether it's via Zakat institutions or our own Sadaqah House at Bank Islam. Now, it is important that we see all these social finance components are properly measured and regulated. Now, there are many scams out there. So we want to be able to ensure that our investors have a certain assurance that not only that they're getting the right returns, and these returns are investing in ESG assets, but also the social finance component. And this is very critical, that is actually channeled to something that we can measure and make a positive impact in the society.
And talking about the Ihsan Sustainability Investment Account, ISIA, is unique in the sense of there is this good element to it. Maybe you can explain more about the fund and who are you hoping it will appeal to and why?
So the fund specifically focuses on investment in assets that are green in nature. Green in this case is what we call renewable and energy assets. Also other assets that relates to the UN sustainable goals. And this is red. It's not new in the market, because generally ESG assets are investors look for capital market papers. What is new about this that the underlying assets is financing assets managed by the bank, and that is relatively new. So you're looking at different risk profile, and typically it's only those who are sophisticated investors that would have an interest to invest in such assets. But here, what we're offering is that we are a bank. We're regulated by Bank Negara. We do proper credit checking, unlike crowdfunding platforms, in terms of what type of credit risk we're taking for the investors. And the investors can have a sense of comfort and security in that sense of the assets that we actually have on our books. So our target are actually institutional investors, especially if they have an agenda to ensure that they are doing green investing. We are also targeting high net worth or sophisticated investors as a start, because this is relatively new in the retail investment space. But I think the idea is to make sure that they have comfort, that banks are properly regulated, they understand the risk that they're taking. We are also listed in the bourse, and if there are any issues in terms of asset quality, it is something that they can actually understand, investors can see. So it is not something that is not going to be transparent to the investors. That's the whole idea of ISIA. And we hope it will also be able to resolve, Nina, the issue that the country have in terms of funding new green assets, because in general, banks have a capital limitation. So we want to move from a credit intermediary model that traditionally bank does into an investment intermediary, which means that essentially we can also be asset managers, but in the sense it's going to be financing asset, not necessarily equity and capital market papers.
And if I may read, you are putting an indicative return of 4.5% PE for 2 years, and it's based on the asset class, where it's going to non-retail financing and aligned to the UN Sustainable Development Goals objective. How do you come to that return? And based on this metric, what does the fund portfolio mix is going to look like?
So the returns reflect the returns of the assets. This takes into account the performance of the financing assets, and we ensure that the investors will get the appropriate return with the risk that they are taking in terms of the assets. So that, of course, comes to that four indicative return of 4.5%. The portfolio is a mix of low to medium risk assets. If we compare with an asset management company, the fund would be a balanced fund, meaning if you look in terms of risk, it is a mix of equity and fixed income risk. But of course, the underlying assets here are not the same, but that is how we benchmark the risk. So the portfolio of assets look into two key components, which are number one, the UN SDG goal, number two, the all the CCPT requirements by Bank Negara, and thirdly, the SDG Sukuk framework by Government of Malaysia. So we do have clean transportation, for example, we have renewable energy assets, we have water treatment assets, and for example, other green assets that looks into waste management and many other things, Nina, that falls under that definition.
There's this also this impact contribution from the ISIA's return that will either be channeled to Zakat or a Sedekah House. Can you explain a little bit more on this, Puan Sharifah?
Yeah, so if you recall, I mentioned earlier, it is about ensuring that the ecosystem is transparent and well-regulated. So not only you are impact investing, but a portion of your return will be contributed to Zakat Institution or Sedekah House, of which will then be channeled to our selected causes. In this case, it could be, for example, channeled to microfinancing that is managed by Sedekah House. And it is important that our investors understand that they will get access to reports on how these returns are actually being utilized for the purpose of social financing. And this is something that we want to continue to explore, because in making sure that we achieve this, the green financing targets of the country, we must also explore blended financing options. So we are now working with institutions to ensure that our Sedekah House, for example, when we do microfinance, it is also for the purpose of, for ESG agenda as well, not necessarily just social agenda, but also to make sure that our country will get greener. So this, it's basically an end-to-end solution, not just looking at investment assets alone.
All right. For those viewers who is interested in the impact investing, Puan Sharifah, what is your advice in terms of getting started and how can they find meaningful or benefit from the opportunities?
I would first encourage investors to explore such investment with banks, because as banks are about managing credit risk and managing financing assets. So it is best to start with a bank, whether it's Bank Islam or any other institution that offers such a product. Secondly, is that we need to make sure as investors that we start to be responsible of where we put our money at, especially at a time where this type of conversation and there's a need for us to ensure that we make a positive impact in the economy. And ISIA, or our ASEAN Sustainability Investment Account, aims to do just that. Last but not least, you are able to access further information about this product on our website, and you can walk into any of our branches and they will be able to assist. We hope to do more of this in the future. This is a way for us to do a market discovery. We are very encouraged, Nina, that we've got two investment dates. One will be today, which has concluded, and the other one will be on 15th of December. A large portion of the investors are actually retail investors, and we're very encouraged by that, and we hope to do more with our retail investors in the future.
All right, definitely that's good insight into things, Shell, on the driving change and empowering commitment to sustainable growth in the industry. I want to say thank you very much to Sharifah Sarasait, Muhammad Tahir, the Bank Islam Group Chief Business Officer, Group Institutional Banking. I want to say thank you very much. And all of our discussion will be featured in astroawani.com and all across platform digital.